going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right. We always have fun with Mark Grody. There's no doubt about that. And he, Judson Richards, and Dave Wannstedt did the draft show last night on The Score. Marshall and I were part of it. We both thought that Kelvin Banks Jr. was who the Bears were going to select. We were one pick late.
Yeah, we thought he'd be available. He was not available.
We looked really smart, didn't we? Lawrence was also in our camp.
Felt smart, too, especially when I heard you. I was like, oh, she's on my bus. I'm just going to jump on her bus.
Also hilarious, we never actually talked about that as a show.
We did not.
Whoops. But, you know, that's the beauty of being on multiple shows on The Score. You think of new things all the time. So this apparently went viral last night. If you missed how Clay Matthews started the broadcast, I'm not offended. I'm just rolling my eyes and wondering why there wasn't an appropriate WWE-like response. But take a listen. Grody, Clay Matthews, and Chaos.
I'm going to go off script here real quick, Roger, but I just got off the phone with the president, Donald Trump. He asked me to pass a message along to all 32 NFL franchises. So let me tell you what it reads here, all right?
Who's that talking?
Is it
Clay
Matthews?
It says, my fellow Americans, the Bears still suck!
Oh, wait a minute! No! Oh, no, you did it!
No!
Double.
Go Pack!
No!
Dave, you can't let this happen. Who? For God's sake, you coached the Bears.
I'm sorry.
Clay Matthews just made my list.
Good luck.
I see you, Clay Matthews.
Was that Clay Matthews reading that?
I believe so. Yeah.
Was it really?
So that is straight out of WWE Central Casting. The way he did it, obviously, but the response from Greg was like, oh no!
That's exactly how you do it. And then I joked, I was like, who's coming out of the tunnel? Who's going to run out of the tunnel to their music? And then appropriately, the Bears responded with the Jay Cutler gif.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a clothesline would have made a lot of sense in that moment.
But, can't you see just somebody being like, oh, my God, that's Jay Cutler's music. He's running out of the tunnel. And the thing is, yeah, the dignified morning show is like, oh, well, that was all embarrassing. And you know, they went off script and all this. And meanwhile, I'm like, I want to fight on stage.
That's real life. Let's go. By real life, I mean reality TV real life.
That's it. I mean, if you're going to... He knew what he was doing, Clay Matthews.
It was a top-tier troll job.
He knew what
Let's
he
be
was,
honest.
He knew what he was doing. He was playing to the crowd. It was a very WWE moment. Lil Wayne was on stage. I'm like, Lil Wayne, fight Clay Matthews in the name of the Bears.
Lil Wayne's not about that life anymore.
I just went complete wrestling.
The first part of Lil Wayne's name is Lil.
I just went complete wrestling mode, and I was like, well, now a fight must ensue in the name of the Bears.
Like, or we can just get
I
back
just
to business.
I immediately went to the plot.
We needed Olin to just run out on the stage and just clothesline, take him with a chair.
Yeah, forget Jay
chair.
Cutler. Give me Olin Cruz.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way this gets solved, right? right?
Do we know where the draft is next year?
There's not reasonable ways this gets solved.
Clay Matthews just made my list.
See, and that's a reference. That's a reference to Chris Jericho. So I feel like all of this became very WWE-like now, didn't it?
What's crazy is the next year's draft is in Pittsburgh, so we could have like a Pat McAfee type stuff because he's around from that area. So I just feel like the blob of NFL, ESPN is converging, right? We know this. And so the natural step is just to make it all just entertainment, less facts. That's why I watched the NFL Network last night for my viewing purposes.
You mean like NFL and WWE too?
Yeah, all of it. Because you know, Pat McAfee's involved with wrestling and all that stuff. And then it's in Pittsburgh and crazy stuff. He just had his show in Pittsburgh.
And I remember, you know, we were talking about Steve McMichael yesterday, and that was brought up as it's part of who he was. But, you know, it's not all of who he was. But I do appreciate I appreciate a dude kind of leaning into the not taking themselves seriously and being a little ridiculous and having some fun with the plot, if you will.
It was a well-executed troll. I mean, you can hate Clay Matthews, you can hate the Packers, but you have to, I mean, you don't have to, but I'll be like, all right, that was, my measure for that is, if someone on your team did that in your city, you'd be like, oh, yeah. So, like, in that same vein, you hate it because it's coming against your team, but at the same time, dang. That was flawless execution.
You know why he was mad, though?
Why was he mad?
Because the Bears beat the Packers at their house to end the regular season.
They did do that.
Couldn't beat them twice.
You can't give me the end result of the last game without bringing up the fact that it should have been a season sweep, right?
Because it should have. And frankly, I'm sorry that we all live in your head. I love cheap rent.
That's one way to look at it.
And you know what's really funny is, the booing was pretty intense for the Bears. But at the same time, I laughed because the ESPN broadcast was like, oh, the booing for the Vikings is going to be really strong. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, the Vikings are kind of meh.
Or they're good, but you're just like not angry about
it. You don't hate them. People in Green Bay don't hate the Vikings like they hate the Bears. That's rivalry central.
And I always laugh because having been from Dallas and then moving to Philadelphia. Oh,
here we go. I already know where you're going with this.
Eagles fans hate Dallas, but Dallas people don't have the same hatred about the Eagles.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think it's because of the summer and stuff. They just go outside and don't do sports things.
That's fair.
Like in the winter, that's the time where you're traditionally outside.
Maybe they'll go inside.
Also, Cowboys fans, you know, they think they're going to win the Super Bowl every year, and then somehow that doesn't happen.
You know who else thinks they're going to win the Super Bowl? Tyler Booker. I could tell by the way he reacted to being drafted by the Dallas Cowboys.
That was a moment, wasn't it?
It was like a moment in time.
That was the exact team he wanted to go to. There wasn't even a doubt. You could tell by the way he reacted. He even like tapped the Cowboys logo down the hallway. Like, I want to love anything as much as Tyler Booker loves the Cowboys.
The locating of the logo at full speed running through the top. I mean, not full speed, but in a run. He stopped and recognized and tapped and kept it moving. And then he wasn't out of breath. And he talked about Dak. And I was like, okay, bro, we get it. You like where you've been drafted.
Well, what's wild, I sent the audio to you guys. Was Travis Hunter, who was like, yeah, I was looking at houses in Jacksonville on Zillow last night. He was looking at Zillow on his iPad. I don't know about you, but that is the only place I use the iPad is the only way Zillow is functional for me.
It's the same as the iPhone, just bigger.
Nope, there's something about Zillow on the iPad.
I've never used Zillow on my iPad. Of course, I haven't used my iPad in 3 years, so I don't even know if it still works.
I use my iPad all the time.
Oh, I'm either laptop or phone.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
219. Olin would come out and stomp out Clay, then point at a clock.
Oh, wow.
The Bears still suck!
All right. We don't need to hear it over and over again, but I do want to hear one thing that if you missed it last night from that show, and that is Ashton Jeanty, all the talk about trading up to get him. Glad that didn't happen. I was on the record beforehand. I stand by what I said. But you know what? I didn't expect Dave Wannstedt to react the way he did to the Raiders picking Jeanty at six.
Ashton Jeanty, running back out of Boise State, ends up with the Las Vegas Raiders. And not a surprise, though, that he did not get until 10 here in this draft, Wani.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed.
Really?
Yeah, I wondered. You know, I thought maybe he would slip to the Bears.
That was in the back of your head. I could tell.
Damn it. I know. Damn it.
You've hidden it well.
All right, well, let me. We're going to
give you.
You're
certainly not alone, Wani.
Where's Shane's bourbon? I wasn't going to. I'm drinking nothing but water, and I. God, I'm.
We'll go raid his office here.
Doggone it.
After that. You know what? This is a good time to take a break. We're all going to collect ourselves.
I got to. I'm a little bit. Yes.
I know. I see you. You know what? We'll get some more of that Rinaldi's.
Wait. Why is, first of all, jealous that they had Rinaldi's last night?
Yeah, hot honey, not messing around. That
okay.
Hot honey pizza's real.
We haven't talked about this either. And just like our Kelvin Banks pick, obsessed.
Perfectly synced.
Obsessed. Perfectly.
It's paying off. All our time spent together.
Yeah, it really has.
It's paying
Marshall
off.
Harris, Layla Rahimi, you, Rinaldi's, Kelvin Banks, maybe. Well, not anymore, but you know, it's the vibe. I will cook up an idea of some sort for revenge on Clay Matthews metaphorically in WWE plot.
It can be figuratively.
Yeah, well, it's not realistically. What am I going to do against that guy?
There's stuff you could do. I'm just saying there's stuff you can do.
It'd end up in jail.
Yes, but still, it's stuff you can do.
See, yeah, Zillow's not as good on the phone, 847. Thank you for proving my point. I think there needs to be an equal and opposite WWE style reaction. That's all I'm trying to say. We'll cook it up.